Okay, I learned she'd be in Schussel for some for Brock to be Rivka Badi, but social for Israel, and see poor Leah Bathchaya Masha, but social for Israel. Three ideas on Kriyas Yamsuf from the Skolan Rebbe. It's a beautiful sefer on Shachris called Noam Eliezer from the previous Skolan Rebbe. Beautiful, beautiful Leiras. And I thought we would just share three ideas on Kriyas Yamsuf from the Skolan Rebbe, Harav Yisrael Avram Iskolan Schuss Yogan Alino, Harav Eliezer Zusha, Portugal. So he writes in Noam Eliezer, we say in morning, in every davening, and we say in the morning, as the Qasim Shamata Yamsuf. Rabbanu Shem, you heard our screams and you heard our cries at Yamsuf. Ask the Skolan Rebbe. In his first idea, he quotes the Imre Chaim. Excuse me, not the Imre Chaim, the Torah Chaim. Torah Chaim is the Qasim Rebbe. And it says, the Pasuk says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Right? This is what the Pasuk is referring to. The Kadosh Baruch Hu heard our screams. But Kadosh Baruch Hu also heard our screams in Mitzrayim, right? Rashi says here in Mishalach, in Perek Yudal Pasuk Yud, Vayetzak B'nei Yisrael Hashem, Tafsu Amunasam Avosam. We were Jews in trouble. What did Jews do? What did we do? We took around the jobs of our forefathers. Ask the Skolan Rebbe, what was different between this tefillah of Klai Yisrael Yamsuf and the tefillah of Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim? Says the Skolan Rebbe, a beautiful idea. He says, it doesn't say here that they daven for their pain and for their own. They daven for Hashem. The Pasuk says, Vayitzak b'nei Yisrael el Hashem. They daven for you, for the Rebbeinu Shem, for Kavod HaShechinah. That's what the tefillah of us weren't just tefillah for children. It was for Mesiras Nefesh, it was for Kavod Shemayim. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shem says, Ma Titzak Eli. Why are you davening to me on behalf of me? Shaka Haisa Bishvil Kavodi. Why are you davening for me? Go, it's going to be okay. Like we always like to quote from the school, from the Kumana Rebbe. The Rebbeinu Shem was saying, sometimes in life, davening only works to a certain point. First, then you need emunah. Emunah is the higher koich. That's what the Rebbeinu Shem says. Just go. That's not our word for tonight. The word over here is ve'ezak asam shemal da yamsuf. What's the difference between this tefillah? Because this tefillah was for kavod shemaim. It wasn't for me. It wasn't for the pain, the suffering that we were in Mitzrayim. It was for you, Rebbeinu Shem. That's what the Baal Shem Tov says. Yimalei Hashem kol mishal asach. We say it every day in Lamatzeach. Pashup shat yimalei Hashem kol mishal asach. It means Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should fulfill our requests. Said the Baal Shem Tov, Yimalei Hashem kol mishal asach. That all my requests are Hashem Yimalei. Yimalei Hashem. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything should be for you. Every your name should be full. I daven. I pick up the groceries. I do the diapers. I do laundry. I do this. Everything's for you. Everything's for Kavod Shemayim. That's what our cries are, not only for us, but it's for you. And that's why it says Rashi over here, Konon Chazal, that we were toifis, the tefillahs from our forefathers. The tefillahs of the forefathers wasn't just for themselves, but it was for Kavod Shemayim. The second idea from the Skolan Rebbe talks about the beauty and the koyach of Torah. It says the Skolan Rebbe in the Sefer Noam Eliezer, the Ezra Kasam Shemat HaYamsuf. In the Cheshbach, he heard our cries. The Pasuk, should have just said, Vazakasam Shemat HaYamsuf. Al Yamsuf, excuse me. What's ve'es za'akasam shema Yamsuf? Ve'es seems to be so extra. Says the Medrash. The Medrash says, Shalom ratza hayam nekro le'nei Yisrael shenata Hashem yimino limin Moshe. The Yamsuf didn't want to split until Kadosh Baruch Hu took his right hand and put it, quote unquote, into Moshe's right hand. Says the Skolan Rebbe, ve'es. Es, what does es refer to? Says the Zohar. Es refers to the Chof Beis Osios of the Torah. The Es Zakasa Shemata Yamsuf. What was going on over here? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu put his hand on Moshe? He put his hand on Moshe to tell the water, you're going to be Mekabel the Torah. Shehem B'nei Torah. The Es, through the Koyach of Torah, Zakata Shemata Yamsuf, you have the Schus of Torah on your side. You're going to be Mekabel the Torah. That's why the ocean, the Yamsuf is going to open for you. And that's what he says, the Or Chaim says. Says Or Chaim, the reason why the Yamsuf split because they're going to make Kabbalah the Torah. And what's the raya for that? The S is Akos Hashem Yamsuf. He heard our cries. He heard the cries of the Torah. He saw the Schus of Torah, and therefore the sea split because we have the Galus of Torah on our side. Moving on to Adi number 3. Adi number 3 is actually Medrash. The Medrash actually is the same Medrash that we quoted before, but we'll quote from the beginning. So normally Yosef Skolan Rebbe quotes on the pasuk Vayosha Hashem Bayamahu Es Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us on that day. Says the Medrash, Kaven Shahalach Moshe the Kros Hayam Lo Kiba Lovely Kara. What happened? Kadosh Moshe came to split the sea, but the sea wouldn't split. Amlo Hayam. The sea said to Moshe, Yipanecha Ine Nikra Ani Goldom Imchashani Nevesi Bishlishi V'Tad Nevesi Bishishi. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm so sorry. You were created on Friday. Man was created on Friday, but the sea water was we were created on Tuesday. Came into Shama Moshe Ken Halach Amal Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe heard this, he went to the Ribono Shel Olam and said, "Ein Hayam Rotzeh Likra." The sea doesn't want to split. Ma Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? Nasan Yimino Yimino Shel Moshe. He put his right hand on Moshe's hand, and that's exactly what happened. And the Midrash says that the sea split. He saw Yosef. He saw the bones of Yosef. He saw Yaakov Avinu's face. Very beautiful. Says the Noam HaMezer, beautiful idea. He says, Dafka, what does this mean that Ki Amarina Bokeh Yam Lefnei Moshe, right? Dafka stood before Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader of the Torah. He was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was, at the end of the day, he was the living Elokus of the Torah. And that's what the Torah, says the Medrash, what does it mean? Hashem put his hand on Moshe's hand. He was the koyach of Torah. Ki akina Torah he has sholetus from Moshe al teva, but Torah kadmel chol nevram. Torah changes nature. Torah changes a person's natural, rational, logical existence. We said before that then the second idea was ve'ez ha'kasim. It was the schus of Torah. Here, no, when a person learns Torah, a person dedicates his life to learning Torah, to living Torah, a person controls the natural world. As we like to say, I'm not sure for her, maybe from one of the Rebbe's Rebbe's, we say in every morning on Shabbos morning, what does it mean to be the Yos Moshe in the care of Teval? To be Moshe, Tzadik Goyzer, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, says the Gemara Mori Katan. Give us the Koch HaGvura. How do you do it? The Yos Moshe in the care of Teval. The Lashon of Teval is Torah Tavlin, like the Gemara in Kiddushin. You want to know how to live lamalim and a teva lives. We don't know how to be strong in shavivim. How to be strong in 2019 when things are hard. Staff go through the Torah. So let's just review these three ideas. The first idea we said from the school, we quote the first chaim. What's the lashon as that kasa shalom yam? So if we also daven, Rashi quotes over there on the pasuk of Vayitzaku el bnei Yisrael al Hashem that they were topes unto the tefillos of the forefathers. Because the tefillah in Mitzrayim wasn't just a tefillah for Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was for their own pain, their own suffering. But here, we daven. We weren't dying for ourselves. We're dying for the Ribono Shel Olam. That's what Matitzaki Lai. Why are you davening for me? Go. It's going to be okay. But that just shows what our tefillah should be. The tefillah should not only just be about us. The tefillah should be about Kavod Shemaim, to bring honor to your name, to your main Ribono Shel Olam. Yimalei Hashem Kol Mishal Asach says the Hashem Tov. All our quest is to be able to fill your name. Says the Noam HaMezer and the Galus HaTorah, the S is a akasim. What's the lashon of the S? It's an extra of the S. Says the Or Chaim, and he quotes the Zohar, the S is a lashon of Aleph to Tav. We have the S'chus of Torah on our side. And at the end of the day, when we had the S'chus of Torah on our side, that was going to make the sea split. And I forgot to say before, Vayosha Hashem Bayamahu Es Yisrael. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Chal Yisrael Es Yisrael. What's S? Aleph Tav. Again, the Osis of the Torah. When we have the Galus HaTorah, that's where the sea split. And the third idea, which is really similar to the second, but we'll say in a different way, the Medrash says to Moshe, "I'm sorry, I was made on Tuesday. You were made on Friday. I'm more important." Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Noam HaMezer, says no. Moshe Rabbeinu says no. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes his hand and puts it on Moshe's hand and says it's going to be good. And the koyach of Torah, the koyach of Nasim and Lios Moshe Mekayim Teva. When a person learns Torah, you change the logic. You change the natural. Okay, logically, maybe the water should be more. Maybe the sea should be more important. It was created on Tuesday. Maybe it was only created on Friday. That's only logically. Jews don't live logically. We live above l'malam et teva. That's koyach gvura nasan al nios mashen kerev teva. We should be zochav ezer Hashem to take these messages of tefillah, davening not only for ourselves, but davening for the Ribono Shel Olam, for Kavod Shemayim, davening and to understand what davening truly is, davening for His honor. To understand and appreciate the galus of Torah, that the reason that the sea split was because we're going to be kabbal the Torah. And that, but when we learn Torah, to know we our lives are changed, we are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we live l'malam et teva lives, especially in these days of Shovim, to make sure, I'm pretty sure that they say the gematria of Talmud Bavli is Shavivim, to be able to make sure we take our Talmud Torah seriously. And when we do that, we'll be Zoichav Ez Hashem, a tremendous tefillah, tremendous Kavod Shemayim in our tefillah, and tremendous appreciation for Talmud Torah, and to live l'malam et teva lives, Shabbos Shkoich.